The Guardian. The Guardian.
Well, my starting point is that I'm terrified about climate change, as many of us are these days. And it's a fact that each new UK birth will be responsible for 160 times more greenhouse gas emissions than, say, a new birth in Ethiopia. Now, there are two ways of looking at that, three ways, really. One is to say that we rich people in the UK must enormously reduce our consumption of resources. But also, there's the fact that if each of us is doing 160 times more damage, then not having a UK birth is more beneficial to the planet than there not being an Ethiopian birth. What we say in our organization, the Optimum Population Trust, is the greenest energy is the energy you don't use. And one way of not using it is to cut down your consumption by having a smaller car, or preferably not using a car at all and going everywhere by bicycle and train like I do. But also, a really green thing to do is to have one child less than you otherwise would have had, because every additional child born in the UK produces in its lifetime 3 million miles worth of carbon dioxide as driven in a Toyota Prius. So the lack of carbon dioxide through not having a birth in the UK is huge.
How might the UK reduce its fertility rate, but without using the sort of coercion that we see in China, where couples are limited to one child?
Yes, I'm totally opposed to coercion. I mean, the fact is that in the UK, a few years ago, we had about 1.7 children per couple. And so here we are actually, it's crept up since then. I'm not quite sure what the latest figure is, but it's approaching replacement fertility. If you look at the UK scene, nobody's forced us to do it, have we? We have actually chosen, as couples in the UK, on average, to have about 17 or 18 or 19 children in every 10 families. So for a start off in this country, there's no need to insist on exactly two children. You could have some people in those 10 families having three, because quite a lot of people these days are choosing to have none or one, and that balances out. And if we could balance back to about 17 in every 10 families, then it's a fact that in six generations, the population of the UK would gradually come down, such that in whatever that is, 150 years' time or more, there would be only 30 million people in the UK. And what a green and pleasant land it would be.
You've said that you'd like doctors to help get rid of the many myths and the non-evidence-based medical rules that deny women access to family planning. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, that is not talking so much in the UK as in developing countries. And in the developing world, there is a real problem of lack of access to family planning. For a start, they don't even have the methods. In my country, Rwanda, they've got to try and persuade their husband to use, or partner to use, a condom at all. And if not, there's virtually nothing else to choose. So there's a lack of availability of the contraceptive choices. But also, it is a fact that doctors sometimes export contraindications and cautions about the different methods, which are not applicable when you have the hugely high maternal mortality, the death rates that there are in many of these countries. It's a fact that one in three of all the women who are dying through having babies in the developing world are being killed by pregnancies they didn't want. And even in this country, an opportunity is missed when a doctor in this country is talking to a young couple, in saying, you know, have you thought about the family size you might choose? Have you thought of having one less? Basically, many doctors in this country are concerned to prevent unplanned pregnancy, and we have a slogan that most accidents, or very many accidents, are caused by humans, and an awful lot of humans are caused by accidents. In this country also, something like one in three, that is. So we should avoid unplanned pregnancies in this country. But what we're saying now is, given the world scene, given, again, another slogan of ours, that the environment is being trashed partly by the number of environment trashers, we think that doctors might join in a gentle campaign of suggesting that people have one child less.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio. For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.